Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Negro Police Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? What's up? I apologize. The podcast is way too late. I just been kind of busy. That's no excuse. I mean, Bill Burr travels around the world, and he can get his podcast up on time. Why can't I? Sorry, y'all. I apologize. But thank you to everyone that listens. I appreciate it. I'm doing this for y'all and for me, but I appreciate you guys taking out the 20, 25 minutes, you know, a week to listen to my little podcast. I appreciate it. I did two shows yesterday, two shows, two cities, one night. Yeah, that was dope, man. I've obviously done multiple shows in a night, but that's at a club. It's just fun, man, going to different venues and doing different shows. You know, you can work on a bit, kind of get it somewhat fleshed out that night. Somewhat fleshed out, not all the way. It was fun. First show I did was in Waynesboro at the Hot Spot. Shout out to Ken Edwards. And then I went to Harrisonburg, which was another 30 minutes away. And shout out to my man Ian Oldman, who put me on late on the show. Had a lot of fun both shows. Played with the crowd. Worked on a new bit. I wrote one of my longest jokes I've ever written. That's a lot of different elements to it. A lot of character work. Some, I guess you can call it singing involved. You know? So, it's I like it. But the thing is, I don't, because there's song lyrics in it, I don't think I could ever, if I got to the point where I'm doing TV, I don't think I could ever do this joke on TV. So, this would be a bit that if you ever saw me, I could only do it in a club, you know, couldn't do it on television unless I paid the $10,000 or $15,000 to do, you know, like eight lines from a song. But it's a great exercise for me, you know, it's something that's out of my comfort zone, and it lets me explore more as a comic. So I'm looking forward to the next few weeks and fleshing this joke out. So hopefully some of you people will get to hear it and enjoy it. But other than that, you guys ready for Valentine's Day with an N? You ignorant Negroes out there, it's not Valentine's, it's Valentine's. I can't tell you how many times I've heard times instead of tines. Oh, yeah. If you fellas, ladies, last-minute gift ideas, very, very last-minute gift ideas. Matter of fact, I might as well go ahead and say Happy Valentine's Day, because when you hear this, it'll be Valentine's Day. Or probably the 15th, because you'll be, you know, knee-deep in something. Tomorrow night on the 3rd. Wait. Am I wrong here? Let me look at. I'm sorry. Tomorrow's the 13th. Sorry. It's not Valentine's Day. Saturday, you'll be knee deep in something. I haven't got my wife anything yet. I got to figure something out. I kind of get. This sounds selfish. Saying I get screwed over. But I get hit kind of hard this time of year, man. Anniversary, end of January, boom, get hit with this in the middle of the month, Valentine's Day. And then 2 weeks later, boom, wife's birthday and my dad's birthday is in there. So I get hammered this time of year. Hammered. And my dad turns 60, so we got to do something special. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what we're going to do. We got to get him something nice for his 60th birthday. I wish I had a lot of money. I would buy him a big Desert Eagle 50 cal with his name on the side with the gold plate. He wouldn't even shoot it because he's such a old man. Can I trade it in for something else? That's Bobby. So anybody have any big plans for Thanksgiving. Oh, but there will be plenty of eating. I tell you that. Good night, folks. Anybody, any big plans? Or do you just do the traditional, your Whitman sampler, or your Russell Stover hat, as Bill Burr would say, your hat? I got to stop talking about Bill Burr on my podcast, but that's my dude, man. Dude's so good. I don't know. Bot doesn't eat chocolate. I don't know what to do. The edible arrangements used to be cool. You know, now it's almost hacky to do the edible arrangements. So I don't know. Just keep it simple. She just had an anniversary. Get her a nice card, and then we'll get her something nice for the birthday. I'm getting murdered over here. Oh yeah, like I was gonna say, last minute gift ideas. I saw this on Facebook. You can now give your significant other, lover, a chocolate mold of your asshole. What's going on with that, people? I mean, is that a waste of chocolate or what? I don't need chocolate on my assholes. I like it nice and tinny. I don't need that chocolate bullshit. Wasting perfectly good asshole on chocolate. Come on, man. You don't mix Johnny Walker Blue with Coke. You drink that shit straight up. Am I right, folks? I'm feeling like that today. What else I was going to say about things? Why do I keep wanting to call Valentine's Day Thanksgiving? Why? Not even close. Not even close. Oh, I guess it's not really about Valentine's Day, but I guess it has to do with relationships. Like, as a married person, or I guess someone in a very serious relationship, like, what's considered appropriate for Facebook? I put it out there, got no responses. Got no responses. And this came up because I was talking to my wife, and she said that a friend of hers, a Facebook friend of hers, her husband got on Facebook and asked, like, yo, why can't I comment on a friend's sexy pictures? Really? Really, dude? Why can't you comment on your friend's sexy pictures? Because they're sexy pictures. You can't. You can look at the shit, but you can't comment on it. It's like real life. You can look, but don't comment. You have to treat Facebook like real life. I don't friend request any chicks half naked. I don't accept half naked friend requests. I don't like any of the big booty pages, the yoga pant pages, none of that shit. I don't inbox any other females. If I get an inbox from a female I don't know, I immediately tell my wife. I don't give a fuck how stupid it is. I just let her know. I've seen too many people ruin their fucking relationship over Facebook, man. So I keep it all on the up and up. I keep it out in the open. I try so hard not to get caught up in any of that shit. And I have a lot of female friends that I've known since high school, some from my neighborhood. They take pictures. You know what? You know, and I have no interest in them at all like that. But I don't comment. I don't even like it. If I feel like if it's too sexy of a picture or provocative, or it's just, I can't say it's the picture is inappropriate, but it might be inappropriate for me to like it. I don't. But I've had some female friends that, you know, they lost a lot of weight. You know, they look nice. And I do want to say, hey, you know, you look great. Not in a sexual way, just as in a motivational way. So maybe you just go to the page. Hey, shout out to you, man. You're looking great. I see you're working hard. Keep it up. Like, if you really just feel the need to comment, just do it like that. Keep it out in the open. And for me to keep my sanity, I don't check my wife's page. I don't. I know I would probably end up killing people, because I know people flirt with her all the time. So you know what? In order to keep myself sane, I just don't go to her page. I just try not to read a lot of the comments. because I know I'm probably going to get it mad, but I know she handles it. There's no reason for me to step in and make shit messy when she can just take care of it herself. Now, if it becomes an issue, I step in, but I mean, I don't go to her page like that and start shit with people for liking her fashion pictures. I'm not going to do it. It's just too frustrating. I'm not going to do that and ruin Facebook for the both of us. I'm not. I don't want to be one of those couples. I don't want to have joint accounts and a joint Facebook page. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But I want my own shit. You know, I need my own comedy page. Anybody have any issues with Facebook being married? Have you ever gotten in trouble for liking something or not liking something on your wife's page? Saw that news story a while back. Dude, like, stabbed his girlfriend because she didn't like his status or some crazy shit. It's weird, man. Like, social media is actually becoming, it's almost becoming part of our senses. You know what I mean? It's just like we have cyber feelings now. You know what I mean? Which is crazy. We've become, our pages are extensions of us, you know? Which is wild. It's just like we're slowly becoming computers. Is that how I want to say? We're slowly like going into a computer. You know what I mean? We're slowly just becoming one with a computer. This very, very slow. This is like the first step of evolving or people fucking downloading their brains into a damn computer. I know that shit's going to happen. Unfortunately, I probably won't be around for that shit. That shit might be kind of cool, but then again, it's probably going to... Fuck that. That shit would be cool because you wouldn't die and you could be a fucking leopard one day, fucking printer the next day. Just do whatever you want to do. But yeah, man, our feelings are very, very tied to our social media and our Facebook pages, and it's just, I think that's like the first step of human beings moving away from being organic matter to fucking being inside a computer. I think I can't remember the scientist's name, but he talks about the singularity and shit. Is that it? When we can become one with computers, or is that? No, I think the singularity is when the computers become like smarter than people or some shit like that. I can't remember his name. I'm not that smart about this stuff. I'm not. Walking Dead came back. I'm excited. I'm a huge Walking Dead fan. I will spoil some shit, so if you don't want to listen to Walking Dead talk, probably shut it off. But first, I'm going to talk about World War Z. I bought that book a couple years ago. I read through it a little bit. Didn't like it. I thought it was going to be like a traditional novel, you know, straight story narrative. No, it was like a collection of interviews. And it was just kind of weird. Not what I expected. I was turned off by it. Movie came out shortly after. Well, actually, I think the book had been up for a while, but they made a movie, Brad Pitt. Enjoyed it. Wasn't bad. But recently, I listened to the audiobook, and god damn, that is a fantastic fucking book, everybody. World War Z. It's on YouTube for free as an audiobook. Check it out. And again, like I said, I liked World War Z, but now I kind of hate it because the book is so good, and it just bothers me that we could have got that and we didn't. It's so dope. It's very, very well thought out. I love the chronology of it. I love how it's written now, and it was just amazing. And it's freaking dope, man. You have to check it out. If you're into any type of like zombie stuff, you have to listen to World War Z. And I didn't realize it until I was about 4 hours in, but I was listening to the abridged version, which I found out is like the edited version is shorter. And the one I listened to is about 7 hours. I found the full book on another link on YouTube, and it's almost twice as long. But I felt like I got everything. I enjoyed it so much. I'm actually thinking about just going through and listening to the full version. That's how much I enjoyed it. That's how cool it was. And I thought it gave a lot of detail in the abridged version. So I can't even imagine getting another 7 hours of the book. So if you haven't listened to it or read it, I know this is old, but if you like zombie shit and you haven't, please do yourself a favor. Either read it or listen to it. It was fantastic. I loved every minute of it. Walking Dead came back. I'm sorry, this isn't funny this week. Or actually, I don't think my podcasts are ever really funny. I'm usually talking about heavy race shit or whatever, but I'm lighting it up this week. Walking Dead came back. Good episode. The spoiler stuff is coming up. Sorry about that snipple. I liked it. It was probably one of the most artsy episodes. Kind of had that, you know, I'm scared the hell out of me. That Quentin Tarantino feel to it, kind of jumping around. All this zombie talk got me scared as shit. This house is all creaky. But that was what I was saying about. Oh, very artsy. Kind of jumped around. At first, you didn't know what was going on. Then the episode happened, and then it kind of flashed back to how it started. And you go, oh, okay. Makes sense now. Got it. That's what all that meant. But Tyrese dying was, I felt like he would die sometime this season, but I didn't think it would be this soon. You know, they got to keep the what I like to call the balance, the black balance. It seems like they can't have too many black characters. Noah just came on, and honestly, yeah, when you think about it, Tyrese's storyline was kind of done. And I felt like for the show, he was a little bit weaker than his comic book character. But I still really enjoyed him. The dude's a great actor. I liked him in the HBO series, The Wire. That guy, yeah, he played a character on The Wire. I loved him on The Wire. I loved him on this show. Did a great job. It sucks seeing him leave. But I'm sick of the, like you're hyper aware of everything, and then for that split second, like you just become hyper focused on a picture on the wall, or just for 1 second you just kind of turn your back, and this zombie just sneaks up on you. But even though you've been like hyper aware every other second of the show. But for like literally 2 seconds, it's like, oh, let me look at this photo on the wall. And you don't hear it. You don't smell it. And all of a sudden, you just get bit in the ass or you get bit in the back of the shoulder. It's like, I would rather just see somebody get overwhelmed and then taken down instead of this, hey, I'm going to let my guard down for 1 second and just get snuck up on when you haven't been getting snuck up on at all in the show at all. Just give us that. I mean, I understand when T-Dog died, it was loud, they were shooting. He got bit from behind. That sounds weird. Yeah, come on, man. Let's let the characters die a little bit cooler than just like kind of zoning out for a second and then like, oh, shit. It's a shitty way to go out. I don't think it's realistic enough. I know the show's not real, assholes, I know. But I would rather see him go out like a G, you know, and not on some fluke shit. I didn't notice the W's that were carved into the dead zombies' heads or dead people's heads. I didn't notice that. Had some friends mention that. A lot of speculation going on there. Is it the Whisperers, which are the new characters that are being introduced in the comic books? Now, it would be cool if they jumped ahead past Negan to where the comic book is now to kind of put everybody on the same playing field as far as like knowing what may go on. I think that would be cool. And then end the entire series on Negan, because I don't really see there being much after Negan, you know, comic book wise. Yes, there's more you can do. It's a story. But as far as TV, I think you need that big super villain to really, really end the show. And then boom, because I mean, come on. I love zombie shit, but the storylines get old. It's the same shit. You're running around. you know, you find shelter, you're cool, you start living a somewhat normal life, and either someone else comes in and they don't do your little ritual thing, they don't lock the door, or somehow somebody's bleeding, they let them in and they turn, and then, you know, the camp is now chaos, the compound is compromised, and you got to run off. You meet a bad guy, you fight him, you take their stuff, wash and repeat. They can only do it so many times. Even though I love the show, I would say maybe 2 more seasons and it's done. But I think they should probably jump ahead. Do the Whispers now. Come back next year. Do some Negan stuff in the show. But overall, I liked the episode. Didn't like how Tyrese died. It was time for him to go. I'm interested to see how far they're going to take it the rest of this season 5B. I'll probably end up watching the episode again. I was going to watch it again before I did the podcast, but I didn't really know how many people were going to be interested in listening to me talk about Walking Dead. Maybe next week I'll do a all Walking Dead episode. If you guys are interested, let me know on Facebook. I think that's it. There's a show. That's a show. Sorry it wasn't funny. I wanted to talk about Walking Dead. Talked about Facebook relationships. Oh, rest in peace to Dean Smith, man. Yeah. The old UNC coach. Rest in peace. And Jerry Tarkanian, another big coach back in the 80s and 90s. I mean, huge influence on some pretty, pretty big players during I would say the NBA's golden age. Coach some really good guys. I mean, of course, I'm on the mic. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head, and that's terrible. But 2 legends gone. Seem like they both lived pretty full, fulfilling lives. They were both in their 80s. So rest in peace to both those guys. I mean, they put a lot of young black men through college, kept them off the streets. That was awesome. Hope those, you know, their family can get through these tough times. And again, there's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Twitter. @ Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. Same thing on Instagram, Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. And the email for the podcast is negropleaseradio@gmail.com. One more time, there's a show. That's a show. You guys have a great week. Peace out. Thank you.